This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden meets with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, for the first time in Geneva Wednesday amid deteriorating relations between the U.S. and Russia. The meeting takes place in the final hours of Biden's first trip abroad as president, during which he's already attended the 47th G7 summit in the English town of Carbis Bay, as well as talks with NATO and EU leaders in Brussels. The White House said Saturday that Biden would appear alone at a post-summit news conference, unlike former President Donald Trump, who addressed reporters together with Putin following their 2018 summit in Helsinki. A White House official said Saturday that a solo press conference is useful for clearly communicating the meeting's content to reporters, including topics of contention. In April, Biden expelled 10 Russian diplomats and imposed new sanctions on 6 Russian technology companies that provide support to the cyber program run by Putin's intelligence services that have been linked to the hacking of the SolarWinds information technology company. In May, 2 key U.S. businesses, Colonial Pipeline, which transports fuel in the southeastern U.S., and the JBS Meat Production Company, were targeted in cyber attacks believed to have originated in Russia. Both Colonial and JBS paid millions of dollars in ransom demands. Some of that was recovered from the Colonial ransom. The White House also said it expects the Biden-Putin meeting to be candid and straightforward, and that Biden will bring up the ransomware attacks originating in Russia, the Kremlin's aggression toward Ukraine, the imprisonment of dissidents, and other issues. Putin has rejected U.S. claims that Moscow and Russian hackers are carrying out debilitating cyber attacks on American companies and government agencies. This is VOA News. President Biden on Tuesday announced his nominees for ambassadors to Israel, Mexico, and NATO as he moves to strengthen U.S. alliances in tough regions. Among a slate of names announced by the White House on Tuesday were Thomas Nides, a Morgan Stanley vice chairman, who served as Deputy Secretary of State under former President Barack Obama. He will serve as the ambassador to Israel. Biden also picked Ken Salazar, a former U.S. senator from Colorado and Interior Secretary, as his ambassador to Mexico. And security expert Julianne Smith has been nominated to be the ambassador to NATO, a key Western bulwark against Russia. The European Union concluded Tuesday a meeting that included the United States by agreeing to address climate change, combat the coronavirus pandemic, and strive for a more peaceful world. The leaders of the countries representing more than 780 million people released a statement Tuesday after sessions with U.S. President Joe Biden. Biden started his trip in Britain, where he attended a G7 meeting. And in his meetings, he's striven to show European nations that the United States is fully re-engaged as their ally. The Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus is more infectious and more virulent than the Alpha variant first identified in the United Kingdom. This is according to new research. The good news is the vaccines still work against it, though somewhat less well. The Delta variant was first identified in India. It's likely responsible for that country's explosive outbreak, which has set grim world records for the most deaths per day of any country. When it spread to the UK, it overtook the fast-spreading Alpha variant in a matter of weeks. The Delta now causes 90% of new infections in the UK. The variant also causes more serious cases of COVID-19. In a study published Monday in the Lancet Medical Journal, scientists found that patients infected with Delta were 85% more likely to be hospitalized than they would have been if infected with Alpha. Iraq announced over the weekend that it had excavated a mass grave containing the remains of more than 100 people killed by the Islamic State terrorists in Badush prison, located in the northwest of Iraq's second largest city, Mosul. Officials believe the remains belong to Shiite prisoners executed by the group in 2014. The Sunni extremist massacred more than 600 people in that facility. You can find more on this and all the stories that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.